bersinar terangi malamku. Teringat padamu dan kukirimkan salam tentang rasa rinduku bersama angin malam. Ku setia menunggu, mimpikan, mimpikan aku, oh sayangku. Peluk erat hati ini dan jagalah selalu, dan kan ku dendangkan lagu ini untukmu. Dengarlah, dengarlah sayang. Ingatlah saat kita bersama, kau pegang tanganku, ku tatap matamu, sebuah terasa indah. Tak seorang pun mengganggu, bersedih dan tertawa, kita tetap bersatu. Bintang menerang secara hatiku yang selalu terbayang. Kekasihku sayang, di setiap mimpimu ku kan selalu berdendang. Dengarlah, dengarlah sayang. Janji kita tak pernah terbagi. Biar malam terus berganti, yakinlah kau tetap denganku. Genggam erat hatiku ini, kan ku ciptakan damai untukmu. Biar bulan terus berlalu, yakinlah kau tetap denganku. Yakinlah kau tetap milikku.
Salam rindu, we hope that this song can also, you know, and can make your time, your activities enjoyable today, and also you feel entertained with Nyoman Faisal. Well, now, after listening music from Tip X with title Salam Rindu, now let's turn to our information. It is about La Nina event is expected to be short-lived. Well, in Geneva, 6 March 2025, the week La Nina event that emerged in December 2024 is likely to be short-lived, according to the latest World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, update. Well, forecasts from the WMO Global Producing Centers for Seasonal Prediction indicate that the current cooler than average sea surface temperatures in the equatorial Pacific are expected to return to normal, and there is a 60% probability that conditions will shift back to ENSO neutral conditions, or neither El Nino nor La Nina, during March up to May 2025, increasing to 70% for April up to June 2025. Meanwhile, the probability of El Nino developing is negligible during the forecast period March to June. However, uncertainty in the long lead forecast is higher than usual due to the boreal spring predictability barrier, a well-known challenge in long-term forecast of El Nino and La Nina. Well, La Nina refers to the large-scale cooling of the ocean surface temperatures in the central and also eastern equatorial Pacific Ocean, coupled with changes in the tropical atmospheric circulation, including changes in the winds, pressure, and rainfall patterns. And then, typically, La Nina brings climate impacts that are the opposite of El Nino, especially in tropical regions. In this case, however, the impact of naturally occurring climate events such as La Nina and El Nino on climate patterns are taking place in the broader context of human-induced climate change, and which is increasing global temperatures, exacerbating extreme weather and climate, and as well as, impacting seasonal rainfall and temperature patterns. Therefore, in January 2025 was the warmest January on record, despite weak La Nina conditions being present since December 2024. And when observed sea surface temperature anomalies in the equatorial Pacific cross the La Nina threshold, while the El Nino Saturn oscillation is a key driver of global climate patterns, and it is not the only factor shaping the Earth's climate. And to provide a more comprehensive climate outlook, the WMO also issues regular global seasonal climate updates.
Jadikan terbaik untukmu, kan ku jadikan kau kenangan yang terindah dalam hidupku.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, you know that we have also another music. Yes, but it is compiled as our, you know, music corner, and it is such music from East Kalimantan with title Leleng Uyau Along. Happy listening.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jambi Province on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from East Kalimantan entitled Leleng Uyau Along. Leleng Uyau Along is a traditional song from Dayak Kenyah tribe, one of indigenous tribes of East Kalimantan. The song tells the story of an orphan who tries to entertain himself. The orphan invites his friends to dance and sing together by performing a circle. Well, listener, here is the song Leleng Uyau Along by Uyau Morris. Happy listening.
Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Tonight, Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jambi Province on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a hunchback cucumber, a cucumber that is not included in the scales, counts, let alone dishes. The song Ketimun Bungkuk actually invites people to remain optimistic and hopeful. Tomorrow, the cock still crows, and after the night and the day will come. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi Province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy!
kesiannya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Are you still what? Are you still having spirit? Yes, you have to, because in seizing the day, you have to have such much spirit, much enthusiasm in order to conquer the day. Yes, the day must be conquered by yourself in order to grab, to reach your target or your goals. Well, to accompany your time, your activity, now I would like to share you our feature with title Galunggung Bringing Blessing. Enjoy it.
Alhamdulillah, setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah, after disaster, people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better.
Lebih baik.
That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust with shower Bandung Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif. Bahkan
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atau Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke at the time general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside,
raining, debu itu.
When entering the post, gitu kan. I looked down and it was not wet, it was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west, many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow, smoke, and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga. Malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di kita.
Our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, one hectare land only produced around 4 tons. Sometimes 4.5 tons. Today it is better. Here the land calculates per plot. So 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plant. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that one hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada Galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada Galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik.
Beras Galunggung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air Galunggung itu,
before Galunggung erupted, its product was normal.
Ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya itu merek
Galunggung rice.
Beras
which is produced from Galunggung water.
Di supermarket mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Generally,
stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Panung dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silakan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
Ton, kalau lagi bagus,
alhamdulillah, ton. It was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Savlo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Thank you. name is quite unique, Kwechubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kwechubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kwechubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta. This cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kwechubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kwechubit with cheese is surely more expensive than Kwechubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kwechubit. Both have delicious taste.
Voice of Indonesia.
The news. President Director of State Oil and Gas Firm Pertamina, Simon Aloysius Mantiri, met with President Prabowo Subianto on Wednesday to report on the company's readiness for the upcoming Eid al-Fitr travel season. He said in response to questions from journalists about the meeting with the President, it was just a general discussion about his site's readiness for the Yacht Salus travel season. Pertamina will ensure smooth operations and energy supply. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Pratikno announced that the government will conduct an infrastructure audit in Bekasi City, West Java, following the flood disaster in the region. Pratikno remarked on Wednesday that the government discussed with the Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure to conduct an audit of the related infrastructure. That's a news line.
Hadirin